Some content in the following program has paid consideration or is sponsored by a particular business.
It's time for Bob's No Egg Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Good morning, boaters everywhere. Welcome into the December 9th program, 2017. Good morning to you. We're going to be sharing some information with you about the new sponsor of the show and the new business around the lake, One Source Services. Jeff Rogers will be with us. And let's see, Kyle Barkfried from Marimax will be here to talk about Nautique and the upcoming boat shows. Superintendent Jerry Achenbach, Rear Admiral there, Great Lakes Maritime Academy, will join us as well. And we've got some Around the Waterfront news for you too. But first off on the program, Boat US Heather Lohe, the VP and membership director, will be with us on the Boat US guest line in just a moment. The new business sponsoring our program and the one that's around your lake you're starting to see and hear about, One Source Services, and they are doing docks, boat lifts, rock work, riprap, precast, pretty much do it all with one call. 573-502-935 09350. And I also wanted to let you know, I saw Ron Dugan this past week, and he said, are you telling everybody about the New Year's Eve party? I said, yeah, I've been telling them. It's going to be, of course, at the stables, the Wild Wild West New Year's Eve get-together. So dress up in your Wild West gear. Music by Staggered, champagne toast at midnight, and lodging and shuttle is available over there. $29.95 a person, buffet, prime ribs, smoked chicken, seafood, all kinds of stuff. And all you need to do is give them a phone call. That's the way to book your room and to book your reservations for the New Year's Eve gathering. 573-207-0400. 573-207-0400.
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and today we're going to take a look back and also a look forward with Heather Lohe, the VP and Membership Director for Boat US. Heather, good day. It's great to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, absolutely. It's been a while since you and I have talked, and there's been a lot of stuff happening this year. So I guess we'll just start back with what just happened just a couple of months back, and that was kind of a threesome. We had Harvey, Irma, and Maria. And none of them did us much good in the boating industry. What's your take on all this, and where are we now with the catastrophe team and the cleanup and all that?
We were definitely taken aback by the triple threat, as you mentioned, and processed to date over 6,000 claims with our Boat US catastrophe team. And so that means we had people on the ground assessing the boats, assessing the damage, writing checks on the spot when we could, if not, doing damage appraisals and getting them out to be repaired. So we did, unfortunately, have a lot of total losses, especially in some of the bigger impact areas in southern Florida, and lots of flooding in Texas. And they just tried to work through as quickly as they could to assess the damage, to write the appraisals, and to get them moving along so they could take care of the boats, their homes, and all of the other parts of their lives that were impacted by the storm.
Mm. You know, that's one of the things, if we could talk a second about this. We know from our experience with a catastrophe that happened at Lake of the Ozarks 11 years ago that you guys respond very quickly, and things get done fast so people can get their checks and get processed and get going on getting their repairs done. And I think that's one of the amazing things about the Boat US organization.
Absolutely. We take pride in being the boating experts and really getting a team on site as soon as it's, you know, possible, as soon as it's safe to do so. So we actually rented RVs this time and drove from our location in Virginia and drove down to the affected areas. We set up satellite kind of locations for our mobile offices, and we had surveyors on site. We had Towboat US towers on site, as well as our claims team there, and really coordinated a hands-on effort to try and locate the boats first, assess the damage, and see what needed to be done there. But absolutely, we pride ourselves on being on site first and really trying to get there to help people, because a lot of times, you know, other insurers could be more concerned with their homes or other, you know, parts of their lives. And when we're only boating insurance experts, that we really want to get there and get in and help our members and boaters get their boats out before there could be other damage.
One of the great things this year is, along with all the other towboat U.S. ports, we've got some new locations. Where are those?
We do. We've added, most of ours are not necessarily new ports in terms of there weren't there. They're just existing towers that have decided to go inland. So where we look to say, where can we service the nation's boat owners most efficiently, it's in the smaller inland lakes where we've struggled. So this year we added more resources inland to try and help so that you're not getting a marina operator or, you know, the provider from, you know, a Good Samaritan. So they were all three inland towing providers. And then we've also had a few change of owners. So a lot of our fleet, we're very proud of the longevity and continued to be with us since we began. And we've had lots of turnover in the last few years of people that started out their business with us and now are selling on to their children or onto their captains, which is also a really great story, so that they've come along with us and are able to help handle now the thousands of Boat U.S. members' calls for assistance on the water, and as well as now through our Boat U.S. app that we push a button and it can dispatch directly to Boat U.S. We know exactly where you are with your latitude and longitude, and they have the ability to help service digitally.
The new app is great. So if any listeners have, you know, had the old Boat U.S. app on their phones, replace it with the new one, because it's a whole lot better and has more features. And like I say, it locates you immediately so they know right where you are. You guys take an awful lot of calls every year, don't you? Kind of a round number. What kind of calls does your center get?
We take close to 100,000 calls for assistance on the water and road every year, and they range from, you know, the I'm broken down and need help to my battery has died because I've been out with my music on too long, to assistance on the road where flat tires, or even if you have a tow vehicle issue. So we absolutely help dispatch, and sometimes we can troubleshoot over the phone and it doesn't turn into a tow, but we process somewhere between 70 and 75,000 actual dispatches as well, in addition to those extra calls just for assistance that we can help on the phone.
One of the other areas that Boat U.S. works in, and that is government affairs, and you guys do a great job on many of the fronts that we're battling. And one of those that's been kind of an ongoing thorn in our sides has been this ethanol issue. And you called out for some help from members, and members responded, don't they?
Members are a cornerstone to everything that we do, even if they don't always listen to our members' comments. As this summer, the EPA asked the public how much ethanol they wanted to be added into the fuel and how much we thought realistically safe, and we were able to give hundreds of thousands of comments to the EPA to say, this is what our members are asking for, this is what we think is, you know, is a good percentage of it. Sometimes the government's agencies listen, sometimes they don't, but at least we are on record delivering these comments to keep up with, you know, what we think is in the best interest of boaters. So unfortunately, they don't always agree with what members have, but we think that the EPA's decision is unfair right now, you know, and supports more the ethanol industry over protecting consumers. But we'll keep on fighting the fight, and we'll keep on working on this issue amongst many, many others.
Well, that's a great effort. And, you know, with over 500,000 members, you know, that speaks volumes. I think just having that that number of members in the back pocket to say, hey, you know what, and there's more out there that probably feel the same way that may not be members. So we want to encourage people to join Boat U.S. Heather, let me ask you this. There was a groundbreaking recently, and I know you are excited about the brand-new Boat U.S. facilities. What can you tell us about the move?
We're excited. We're moving in 2018 towards the end of the year, next year, into our new facility, where we'll have more space to have more employees work at our location. As we're a growing business, we need more great employees to work with us and help service all of our members. So it's exciting that we'll have a new state-of-the-art building, and we're going to have new, you know, just overall energy, I think, with the new building and hiring and growing and expanding for the nation's boat owners.
Well, fabulous. I know it helps when everybody's sort of in the same pool and you get a chance to, you know, bounce ideas off. Yeah, the collaboration thing. and that. So, well, congratulations on that, and thank you so much for a great year at Boat US. And what about some contact information if somebody wants more information?
Please go online, boatus.com. You can check out everything that we have to offer boaters. You can join on that website as well. And if you have any insurance or on the water or on the road towing needs, all of our boating services are listed there as well.
Absolutely great. Well, at the helm she is, Heather Loheed, Vice President and Membership Director for Boat US. Heather, thanks again. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Well, let's see. We're just about to step aside for a break here this morning on the show. We got a Round the Waterfront News segment coming up for you with some great stories. Also, the Rear Admiral and Superintendent at the Great Lakes Maritime Academy, Jerry Achtenbach, is standing by on our Boat US guest line. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS AM FM. News, sports, entertainment, it's all right here with live streaming audio, too. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Hi, this is Polly Day, Executive Vice President at Marine Max. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Good morning to you. And let's see. Oh, coming up, we're going to be talking about the Great Lakes Maritime Academy. And Superintendent Rear Admiral Jerry Achtenbach will be with us to talk about that. We also have Jeff Rogers from One Source Services to be with us today. We're going to talk about the hydrohoist part, One Source Services. And then Marine Max's Kyle Barkfried will talk to us about Nautique and the upcoming boat show starting January the 4th at Overland Park. You know, if you want a great Christmas present for your family, buy a Boat US membership with the freshwater towing in it. Yeah. I just got a renewal notice for me, which is due up in February, but they send out notices early so you don't forget. Unlimited water towing service available. Earn your 4% back for anything you buy at West Marine, which is always a great deal. Of course, Boat US provides representation up on Capitol Hill. Discounts at over 1,000 boating and fishing businesses around the country. You get 6 issues of that great Boat US magazine and access to marine insurance for all types of boats. Get on my website, bobsnowakezone.com, if you're not there now, and click the Boat US logo. That'll take you right in there. You can sign right up for membership. It's $24 a year just for membership. Add $48 to it for a total of $72, and you get that freshwater towing package along with it. And, of course, here at Lake of the Ozarks, you've got Captain Charlie Meyer, Captain Dave Anderson, laketow.blogspot.com, or for more information, you can just give them a call at 216-4701, or you can just hit the Boat US app on your telephone. That new app for Boat US is really good, so if you haven't replaced it yet, get the new one downloaded to your phone. And we thank, again, Heather Loheed for being with us earlier in the program. All right, let's carry on with the No Wake Zone program this morning. My life, little Billy Joel. Thanks, sir. That's a good one. I search the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, the boatyards, and marinas for boat shows and for the internet as well, looking around for boating stories from kayaks to cruise ships. And we certainly bring them to you every week. We appreciate you being here for an hour, and we know that it's an appointment that you make with the radio station and with the show, and we thank you for that. Well, big news this week in the Around the Waterfront news segment. You've probably heard the news here on KRMS. Big Thunder Marine has acquired Wake Effects. That's Rusty Rahm's business, started it 5 or 6 years ago, and congratulations to Big Thunder for continuing to expand. According to Rusty and to Jeremy Anderson, who's the general manager at Big Thunder, they say that Wake Effects employees are being retained, and the company, which will be called Wake Effects by Big Thunder, will remain in the same location at least until the end of 2018. So you're going to be hearing some more about that big merger, acquisition, if you will, of Wake Effects by the folks at Big Thunder. Coast Guard experiences a spike in suspected hoax distress calls in North Carolina and Virginia. It's not nice to fool the Coast Guard. They get kind of touchy, particularly when they've got to run offshore with a lot of different elements to try to find somebody that might be in distress. And what happens is sometimes those hoax calls take away from an actual emergency and somebody might get hurt or killed or injured. Hoax distress calls to the Coast Guard are considered a Class D felony and can incur more than a $250,000 fine, 10 years imprisonment, plus the cost of the search. And as you know, the Coast Guard doesn't waste any time getting off the helicopters, getting those boats out, and calling upon any resources they might have to find someone who might be in trouble. So it's not nice to fool the Coast Guard. Deck the Docks cruises have been going pretty well. You may have heard last week the Benefactors cruise, which was a little bit over a week ago, raised $19,000 for our benefit, which is for the Dogwood Animal Shelter. And we thank everybody that came aboard that night. We have cruises pretty much every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And I say pretty much because the December 13th cruise, which is, that's next week, is going to be a special cruise designed to educate you about the upcoming lake race, which will be in June. There's going to be a sit-down dinner provided by JJ's at the Copper Pot. Each couple receives a complimentary bottle of wine from the Lore Fine Wine and Spirits. Entertainment by our good friend Donnie Larson, Cash Bar, and a cost of $75 a person, all proceeds going to the lake race. And for reservations for any of the Deck the Docks cruises, which are now through December 30th, please call this number, 573-480-3212, or you can look online at cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. for some additional information, and you can see in their reservation system there the openings that they have. Weather's cooled off quite a bit, and we had a nice cruise last night. We'll be cruising again Saturday night and again through next Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, all the way up to December 30th. Prices are $30 for weekends, $25 a person for Wednesdays, and you can reserve tables, so do that when you call 480-3212 for Deck the Docks. Well, a couple of Houston Ship Channel pilots received Bravery at Sea Awards recently, the global shipping's highest honor for bravery. As you may recall, the incident took place after midnight on September 6, 2006, while piloting their tanker. They were undocking from the ship terminal there in Houston and suddenly lost propulsion and drifted into two moorings, and then the ship's fuel tanks spilled. And there was a big fire. Well, these guys were able to maneuver the boat away from other boats and certainly provided with some interesting choreographics, if you will, with all these big ships in the Houston Ship Channel. So they saved a lot of lives and was over in a short amount of time, about 90 minutes. But boy, they certainly deserve the honor. The pilots, the captains are Michael McGee and Captain Michael Phillips, both from Houston. They were presented the award at a ceremony at the headquarters in London this past week. Well, let's give you an update on the boat show calendar. Of course, we've been mentioning the fact that the first boat show next year starts January the 4th, and that will be at the Overland Park Convention Center, Overland Park, Kansas. It's put on by the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. We had some big news this week. In addition to this, the Sea Ray line of boats has been spun off, I guess you could say, or sold away from Brunswick Corporation. We hope to have some more details on that for you in next week's program. The National Marine Manufacturers Association's Kansas City Boat and Sports Show at Bartle Hall downtown starts on January the 18th, runs through that weekend. The St. Louis Boat and Sports Show takes off on Thursday, February the 8th, runs through that weekend at the Edward Jones Dome and America Center in St. Louis, followed by the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show beginning on March the 8th and running through the weekend. We're going to be live at most of these locations, in fact, all these locations for you in the upcoming first two or three months of the year. We'll be doing a broadcast on 93.5 Rocks, our sister station over there. But you'll be hearing some more about some of the interviews and some of the folks. You'll hope you'll come on out. Banners and links for these particular boat shows will show up, and they are right now. I think some of them are already up on my website, bobsnowakezone.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Darrell Worley. And you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone radio show.
Going boating alone can be relaxing and peaceful. The weather is nice, the fish are biting, and there's no one around for miles.
I got the bite of a lifetime, and without thinking, I stood up to reel it in. But in all the excitement, I lost my balance. I fell in and gasped. No worries, because I was wearing a life jacket, and my life was saved.
Your involuntary gasp reflex could cause you to drown. Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
That is certainly good advice, and be sure if you're going to be out alone or even with somebody on the lake or anywhere you might be sure you leave a word with someone, a float plan as to where you might be. In some other Around the Waterfront news this morning, David Warby is hoping to break his father Ken Warby's 40-year-old blowering dam world record. Now, visitors to the dam, this was a couple of weeks ago, it looks like, by the article. They started to prep the boat and get it ready. It's the Spirit of Australia 2 boat, which where his father set the world record speed first on the 20th of November 1977, a speed of 288 miles an hour. Ken beat the record set in 1967 by American Lee Taylor by a little over 3 miles an hour, and then Lee Taylor came back to reclaim it. Ken did it again October 8th of 1978, over 300 miles an hour. Nearly 40 years later, his record still stands now, 317.58 miles per hour. And the sun is going to try to beat that, and we should be watching for some more information as to whether or not he is able to break that record set in Australia. Well, from the Coast Guard, they've given us the 6 days of Christmas, the gifts that you most probably want as a nautical person: a marine GPS navigation system, a Coast Guard-approved life jacket, a boating safety book, vessel safety check by a Coast Guard auxiliary member, a Coast Guard-approved fire extinguisher, and a first aid kit in a waterproof container. Good suggestions for all I want for Christmas. It is break time on this Saturday morning. We're going to be back with Rear Admiral Jerry Achenbach taking about the jobs available coming up in the maritime industry. But first, this break on News Talk KRMS. News Talk, sports, entertainment, fishing shows, boating shows, investment shows. We got it all for you right here. Thanks for staying with us. We will be right back after these messages.
Looking for luxury accommodation in Mallorca, but don't want to pay high summer prices? Well, Mallorca Tonic, the low-season luxury hotel booking website, is here to help. We can save you hundreds of euros on your hotel choice, making sure you enjoy exceptional accommodation at a fraction of the summer rates. In addition, each of our hand-picked hotels offers tempting low-season incentives, including further discounts, room upgrades, and complimentary cava on arrival. Whether you choose the buzz of Palma, cool coastal views, or the magnetism of the mountains, we have a hotel to suit you. You can also book our favourite restaurants, from local eateries to Michelin stars, each offering a free glass of cava. And there's lots of helpful hints about what to do during your visit. So if you're missing your sunshine fix and want to beat the winter blues, then click on MallorcanTonic.com and let us find you your dream hotel and save you money.
K Kenny and Dolly bringing us back into Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, getting those Christmas bumper songs going for you. One Source Services' Jeff Rogers is with Hydro Hoist, part of the company, and he'll be talking to us in just a little bit. Plus, we're going to chat with Kyle Bergfried from Marine Max, talk about Nautique ski boats coming up for you. Along with next, we're going to be chatting with Rear Admiral U.S. Maritime Services' Jerry Achenbach. He is the superintendent of the Great Lakes Maritime Academy, and they've got lots of job opportunities in the maritime industry. We're going to talk to him about what the Maritime Academy does to assist. Screen printing and more is what you'll find at Printed Inklings. The new owner, Kelsey Jackson, they've just moved up the block, just a couple of blocks from where they started out. And they're right there on U.S. Highway 54 in Camdenton, across from McDonald's, right there at Grant Street. And they do screen printing and embroidery work. They design and freshen up logos for shirts and other specialty items. You can give them a call at 573-692-5217. That's 692-5217. Find them on Facebook or just stop in. They're the official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And they've got Camdenton Laker gear, too. Some great gift ideas there. So stop in. Printed Inklings on Highway 54 in Camdenton, across from McDonald's. Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We have talked about this topic in the past, but we're going to dive a little bit more into it. And the topic is the shortage of maritime workers for our ships and the maritime industry. And to talk more about this, we have on our Boat U.S. guest line this morning from the Great Lakes Maritime Academy, Rear Admiral, U.S. Maritime Services Superintendent Jerry Achenbach. Good morning. It's nice to have you on the show, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. There is a big shortage of needed licensed mariners, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how you guys are helping to meet that need. But before we do, I'm interested to find out about your varied background in the Coast Guard and that. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right, Bob. I'm a 1986 graduate of the State University of New York Maritime College in the Bronx, New York. I sailed in the Merchant Marine from 86 to 89, and I applied to a U.S. Coast Guard OCS, was accepted. So I graduated from OCS in 1989 as an ensign. Spent 2 years as a deck watch officer on the Cutty-Yokona and Kodiak. After that, I transitioned to the Marine Safety field, did inspection tours in New Orleans, Alaska, did a program tour in Washington, D.C. I was the supervisor of the Container Inspection Training Assistant Team down in Oklahoma City in your neck of the woods. Moved on to San Francisco and retired as the Deputy Sector Commander, Chief of Prevention in Corpus Christi. I was a second mate, unlimited. When I left the Merchant Marine and using my Coast Guard time, I was able to upgrade that to a Chief Mate Unlimited.
Wow, you've moved almost as much as I have in the radio business. The U.S. Departments of Labor, Education, and Transportation released a report a little over a year ago that identified a real need for an additional, get this, 40,000 U.S. licensed mariners over the next decade. So give me your perspective on this. Is that a real number, a good number?
Oh, yeah. I know that report well. Using the GI Bill, I was able to complete a doctorate at Texas Tech. I'll give them a push. I can't say enough good things about Texas Tech and what they've done for veterans. But my dissertation was on barriers to military veterans seeking to join the Merchant Marine. And so that study obviously was referenced in my dissertation. It's a real number. And I'll say, you know, you use the term licensed, which is correct, but they use the term credentialed. And credentialed means anybody with a Merchant Mariner credential. You know, and there is a tremendous need for credentialed mariners, not just captains, not just licensed engineers, qualified member of the engine department, stewards departments, you know, people with a Merchant Mariner credential who have the legal ability to sail on a U.S. merchant vessel, whether that's a small charter fishing boat, whether it's a dinner cruise out of Chicago or a super tanker to Alaska.
The report I also was reading was from the U.S. Coast Guard's Proceedings magazine, and it talks about the fact that there's this generation of youngsters or that were born in the late 1990s, and they're called Gen Zs. Is that a big portion of who you have there at your academy training now?
I am 55, and I think there's probably a couple of cadets older than me, and there's a cadet that graduated from high school a year early strictly to come here. So it's all different, you know, backgrounds. Our average cadet is probably in his or her mid-20s. Yeah, of course, you're going to have the traditional college student, meaning somebody who comes to an academy right out of high school, but we've got plenty of non-traditional students. Pride ourselves, probably about 30% of our cadet corps are veterans, and an awful lot of adults. Hey, that job is not working out that they thought they would, or maybe they really should have gone to a maritime academy 5 years ago, or hey, my friend who went to a maritime academy is doing pretty well. It's something I'd like to do. So we are open to non-traditional students as well as traditional students.
There's been this thing in the past where it's like you go to high school and then you got to go to college to get a good position and earn a good living. But now with this draw that we need, that's going to be ahead of us here over the next 10 or 15 years of the need for more mariners, does this training and this, I guess this socialization, does this need to start way back in you know, the high school age or before to get them lined out so they know there's some options out there in maritime?
It helps to have an awareness. You know, the average American doesn't know what the merchant marine is. You know, so to have an idea of what it is, but there's nothing wrong with, you know, learning that at 22, 23. It's not a field where, you know, if you don't begin it right at the high school, you're going to be dramatically behind the power curve. You know, quite honestly, I think a lot of our employers prefer people who are a little bit older. They went to the Maritime Academy. It was their decision. It was their money. It's their debt. They're more motivated. But I'll say the academy is one way, but it's not the only way. We are a part of Northwestern Michigan College. They have a culinary school. It's a two-year program. We take three of their students on our training ship. So rather than do an internship in a restaurant, they do it on the training ship, and they graduate with culinary credentials, merchant mariner credential, and what's known as a TWIC card. And I will say we have the three individuals that did that with us last summer probably have the best job prospects of anybody at the academy right now. Outstanding culinary professional who sailed with us last summer. She has three job offers, two from major steamship companies on the Great Lakes and one from an Alaska tanker company. Her problem is deciding which company to work for.
Well, that's good.
And she came in, I'm going to guess she was, you know, in her early 20s, and she came in expecting to work in a restaurant and saw the ship in a harbor and found out, hey, I can do an internship on there. Did the internship, said, hey, I like this. And boy, hey, now there's jobs here. So there's, you know, like I said, I'm a big fan of the academy, and especially the academy that employs me. But, you know, there's a huge amount of jobs, you know, that pay very well that don't require the entire time and investment of a four-year degree.
We spoke just this past week with a cook, a culinary a specialist aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Mackinac, and you know, that's interesting that you should bring that up because, well, what about, you know, we got Captain Kate McHugh. She's the new captain of the Celebrity cruise ship, isn't she?
Yes. That's... She was, yes, absolutely. She's a well-respected professional mariner in the industry.
All right. So let's do this to kind of wrap this circle around. To find out more information about where you are, there are Great Lakes Maritime Academy. Website, telephone number, anything like that that you want to give out?
Sure. The phone number for the front desk and the prompt will take you to recruiting, 231-995-1200. Again, 231-995-1200, or just Google Great Lakes Maritime Academy. It's an outstanding program. Our focus is on preparing, making sure, ensuring there is a steady supply of professional mariners for the Great Lakes, but those skills that our cadets accrue during their 4 years, plus their four-year degree, highly employable. I'm going to guess about 60% of them remain on the Great Lakes. The other 40% will sail in the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I encourage your listeners, you know, with the internet, explore all your options. There's, if somebody doesn't have the money or they've got a work life issue where they can't go to college for 4 years, get a 100-ton license. You know, get a 500-ton, get a 1600-ton, get the QMed card, get the culinary certificates. They're all professional mariners. They're all excellent jobs, good wages, good benefits. You can raise a family, and it's something that America needs right now.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for being our guest today, Rear Admiral, U.S. Maritime Service, Superintendent of the Great Lakes Maritime Academy, Jerry Achenbach. Thank you, sir, so much. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Captain.
Coming up next in our program, we're going to talk to Jeff Rogers from Hydro Hoist Boat Lifts, now part of One Source Services. And then we're going to catch up with Kyle Barkfried from Marine Max, talk about the upcoming boat shows. And he's going to fill us in on what's going on with the Nautiques. Next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Boating into the new year, the crew at Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show says Merry Christmas and a Happy Boating New Year.
And welcome back to the program this morning. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on a Saturday, and we do thank you for being with us today. Coming up, we're going to be talking about One Source Services, and Jeff Rogers will be with us to talk about Hydro Hoist and the multiple of services offered through One Source Services. Plus, we have Marine Max's, Kyle Barkfried is going to be here to talk about Nautique ski boats as we prepare ourselves for the upcoming boat shows starting January the 4th. We'll have a complete rundown of boat shows here in just a little bit. Our streaming audio is presented by SmartPlug, providing a modern, elegant solution. The innovative design uses a flat pin and clip configuration. The 30-amp inlet and cord set connectors provide for more than 20 times the metal contact over twist-type systems. Now, these are the shore power cords that we're talking about. The new smart plugs maximize electrical transfer and vastly increase the safety of the entire onboard shore power system. They come in 30 and 50-amp models. The connectors plug straight in, and they're secured with spring-loaded stainless steel locking clips on each side. And then the cover actually comes down and provides a third method of locking it in place. It's so easy, you can do it one-handed in the dark, not like those screw-on types that we've been used to. Smart plugs. You can find more information by going to my website, bobsnowakezone.com. You can click the video, which shows my installation of a couple of these. And you can also just click smartplug.com or their logo to find more information about the smart plug. Sponsor of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, streaming audio.
All right, we're here with Mr. Hydro Hoist of Lake of the Ozarks, Jeff Rogers. Good to see you, Jeff, and welcome to the show. You slipped by all these years when we were, you know, interviewing Joanne Clark, and now that there's a change, you're going to be sort of a spokesperson, I guess, for a while. So tell me a little bit about the years that you've been at Hydro Hoist.
I've been with Hydro Hoist for about 12 years now. Started out as just a service tech And then about, probably about 5 years ago, I took over as service manager. We try to make sure that the customer is totally satisfied with the job that when we're done. If a lift has a potential of failing in the first year or two, we just don't put it back out on the market. So that's just our standard here. Everything we do is followed up on. We use contractors every once in a while when we get kind of busy, but we make sure we follow up on those contractors. We have certain standards that we meet, and if they're not met, then we go back out and correct them. So
you've seen it all, haven't you?
Yeah.
The hydro hoist name is synonymous with boat lift because hydro hoist invented this thing, didn't they?
Yep, they invented it back in 1964. They patented the first pneumatic boat lift ever, and everything is 100% engineered from front to back. So hydro hoist has an engineering department that's on staff 365 days a year that we can deal with. Everything goes through an engineering program where it stress tests every part before they ever produce the first part. So if they find that there's any deficiencies in that part design, it's scrapped and they go right back to the drawing board. They're pretty good at listening to what we have to say here too. This is kind of a unique environment here. Everybody talks about their lakes and how rough it is in those lake areas, but until they've actually been on Lake of the Ozarks, mm-hmm. they really don't understand.
Very much so. The new structure with One Source Services is going to benefit Hydro Hoist in what way, in your opinion?
It's going to allow us to grow the business. Before, we were kind of constricted by how much we could do or offer to the public. Right now, we can offer dock services, riprap services, electrical services. I mean, it's a whole One Source solution for them. With Hydro Hoist, we kind of had to refer them to different dock companies and stuff. Now we can just kind of take care of all that.
That's going to be a convenience factor for the customer out there. And I know you're going to be moving off of Highway 54 right here where you've been for how many years?
Six or seven years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people are going to drive by and they go, oh, they must have gone out of business, but you didn't. You're just moving to a new location.
Yep. Well, and the new location, it sounds like it might be a temporary thing right now in Lynn Creek. They're looking for more of a highway visibility environment where we can put a precast and the boat lift industry into more of a visible environment.
And the phone number, if somebody wants more information on Hydro Hoist or any of the products for One Source Services?
It's 573-502-9350.
OneSourceServices.net is the website. You can find a link, a banner and a link on my website, BobsNoWakeZone.com, or on LakeJob.com. The Marine Dealers Association is made up of over 40 Lake Area Marine dealers representing all the top lines of boats and marine accessories and docks and personal watercraft and everything you need. The website is LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. You'll find a complete list of all the members there, specific contact information. And you may have heard this past week that Big Thunder has purchased Wake Effects, and we'll have more details on that for you in the coming weeks. But the boat show calendar is getting awful full. We're going to be at the Overland Park Boat Show starting January the 4th. That begins on Thursday, runs through Sunday. The National Marine Manufacturers Association Kansas City Boat and Sports Show starts on January the 18th at Bartle Hall, downtown Kansas City. And we go out to St. Louis February 8th for the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show. And then, we've got the Lake of the Ozarks St. Charles Boat Show. The dealers here are going to be heading to St. Charles March the 8th to begin that show for that weekend. So we've got several boat shows ahead of us here, and we'll keep you posted on them as we get closer to each. As we prepare for the 2018 Boat Show Onslaught starting January 4th, we're spending some time with several of the sales folks from Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks. Kyle Barkfried is first, and we're going to talk Nautique ski boats. What kind of years have been for Nautique here at Marine Max?
One of our best. We're coming off a great year, sold a lot of boats. They've really increased their production with boats and their innovation. So the new boats that Nautique is putting out are very amazing machines, and they're giving us the biggest wakes and waves we've ever seen. So,
The technology, I guess, behind these things is just what sort of amazes me, and I'm sure it does other people when they see them out on the water doing the tricks and, you know, pulling the guys and wakeboarding behind them and stuff like that. But the technology's just has really kicked in, hasn't it?
Absolutely. There's a lot of technology built into the boats, but it's very user-friendly. So you can produce the big waves, and you know, and they do it very technically, but it's all by, you know, a push of a button, or you know, or just to, you know, put the throttle into gear, and you're ready to rock. So they make it very user-friendly, but the way that they're producing these waves and wakes is truly incredible.
Now, the first boat show of the year, of course, the Overland Park Boat Show, which is presented by our marine dealers here from Lake of the Ozarks. But, you know, leading up to that time is still a good time to come in and do some shopping here.
Oh, absolutely. I have more nautiques on the ground right now than I ever have going into, you know, into Christmas. So right now I believe we got about 10 or 12 18s on the ground, ready to sell, ready to for new buyers, make great Christmas presents. We have a good inventory and a good mix. So.
What are the lengths of the nautiques that are available here?
Right now we're going from 20 foot to 25 foot.
Okay.
So and everywhere in between, so you got 20, 21, 22, and so on. So.
All right. Let's give folks your contact information. So if they want to talk specifically about nautique, how do they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can get a hold of me at 573-692-6564. Or you can get a hold of me by email at kyle.barkfried@marinemax.com.
All right. Spell the last name for everybody.
That's B-A-R-G-F-R-E-D-E.
All right. And, of course, you can just come in, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard here, the main location for Marine Max Lake of the Ozarks. And you'll be at the Overland Park Show, right?
Absolutely. We'll be here at the marina and then be at the show starting on the 4th.
Get connected. The National Safe Boating Council and its local partners would like to remind you to always wear your engine cutoff device, also called the kill switch. Be sure that everyone on board is wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket and never boat under the influence. In 2016, 24 people died in propeller-related accidents and another 170 people were injured. Many of these accidents could have been prevented with the use of the engine cutoff device, which stops the boat's engine should the operator unexpectedly fall overboard. And now there are also wireless devices on the market. Wearing an engine cutoff device is an imperative safety step every time you go boating. This message is brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more about the campaign at GetConnectedBoating.org.
As we wrap up the No Wake Zone Hour that we have together on Saturdays, I want to thank our guests today, Kyle and Jeff back there. Also, Jerry Achenbach from the Great Lakes Maritime Academy and Heather Loheed from Boat US. And thank you very much for listening to the program this morning. Wakeboarding next week. We're going to talk to David Dickerson, the National Marine Manufacturers Association. Mike Kanegi will also join us, talking about some of these upcoming boat shows that we have ahead of us here. And I think we'll probably squeeze in an interview. Mark McDonald, I think we have scheduled next week. And Dave Leto from Marine Max. So we've got a full slate of guests scheduled out for next week as well, as we always do. Thank you so much for being with us on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach. The closest thing.